Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this special edition of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from Motown artists from the 1960s, their words and their music. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Supremes, and The Miracles. The show will also be narrated by Pat St. John, a legendary Detroit disc jockey.
And the Vandellas, dancing in the street.
This was a very bad time all over the United States. We were just starting to have different confusions in different cities, the riots and the what have you. And I think the writers were inspired mainly because of this to try an effort to get people to dance and be happy in the street instead of the riots. And it was really a great record. I really feel that we were blessed just to have the privilege of singing that particular song.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fowler.
Motown's first hit of 1965 marked a significant step forward for Marvin Gaye's career with the release of a brand new song penned and produced by the Holland Dozier Holland team.
Well, I was very happy with how sweet it is because I nearly cracked the number one spot. I went to number five, and I remember that I hadn't had a record go that high in the charts.
How sweet it is. Someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop
and wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The Temptations' career was blossoming too, and Otis Williams recalls how a certain songwriter came up with what became the group's first number one hit.
Our real big one, our first million seller, was My Girl, which came along in 65. The way that came about, we had recently appeared at the 20 grand, and Smokey Robinson of the Miracles saw David sing a particular tune by the Drifters. He was astounded about the way David, you know, handled himself when it came to the lead. And so he said, man, I'm going to write a tune for you, and talking about the whole group, but with David leading, because before then, Eddie was leading and Paul was leading, and we're switching up. And so Smokey came up with the tune, My Girl, and we were at the Apollo, and he ran the track down, and we rehearsed it. And at the time when he ran the track down, when I was listening to it, I said, that sounded like it might be something.
Motown arranger Paul Reiser.
Now, the Temps really didn't like My Girl initially, but the song really came to life when Smokey commissioned me to add strings to the track. And along came another Motown hit.
Yeah.
come with your requests. Motown Memories. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
By this time, Berry Gordy had decided to launch a new subsidiary, Soul Records, as a part of the fast-growing Motown complex, with Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Willie Woods on guitar, Vic Thomas on organ, James Graves on drums, with Junior himself handling saxophone and vocals.
I used to play in a little club, and most of the kids was dancing, and they was doing this new dance, and they hit me. They said, "Man, this is what's happening." I said, what you call that?" They said, "This is called a shotgun. So you got to write a song for this." I said, "Oh."
Junior had help in the studio, Motown's Funk Brothers, the unstoppable house band, driven by the awesome rhythms of bassist James Jamerson and drummer Benny Benjamin. Guitarist Eddie Willis explains.
The tune was about to go to the trash can. Berry Gordy said, "Well, you got to bring in some more guys. Jamerson, Benny, myself," and that's when the tune started to happen. When the tune got started, I managed to kick the amplifier. You know, it's one of these old amps, and it fired off. Pow! You know, it made this noise. I tell you what came after that, Plenty Funk.
That was the signature tune of Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun. And before that, we heard from the Temptations with the number one song, My Girl. And before that, Marvin Gaye had a hit with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. And we started with Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street. Well, coming up, let's hear from Diana Ross talking about Stop in the Name of Love, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Meanwhile, the Supremes were fast becoming popular music's most successful female group, thanks to three consecutive number one hits with Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, and Come See About Me. Then in March 1965 came their fourth chart topper.
We were known for sticking our hands out and saying stop, and up in the air, and we needed routines and choreography and things for the stage. And Melvin of the Temptations showed us this step he thought would be great for Stop in the Name of Love.
By the fall of 1965, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles were enjoying their biggest hit in a couple of years.
Tracks of My Tears was actually started by Marv Tarplin, who is a young cat who plays guitar for our act. So he had this musical thing, blah, da, 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 you know, and he just came and we put it on tape and worked around with it and worked around and it became the Tracks of My Tears.
The Miracles, Pete Moore.
Smokey and I came up with this idea of a guy that was very sad because he and his girlfriend had just broken up. We wanted to come up with something unique. We thought of the opera Pagliacci, the clown that appeared to be happy on the outside, but was always sad inside.
Tracks of my tears. left me if you see me with another girl, seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute because you're the permanent one. So take a good look
at my face.
Oh, you'll see my smile.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Berry Gordy Jr.
Around a lot of the crowd coming from the ghetto and the blues loving people and all that, you know, we really dug the type of things that reflected the society, and I felt that this was something that could be a very good force in American music and communicating with people. I'd always wanted to be a songwriter. I decided to write things more from feeling, because I wanted just a straight line approach with what I was trying to say to the people. When I would write the song and send it out, it would not come out like I thought it should. So I was unhappy with that, so I decided to produce my things. And then I got Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and we started producing. That was how the record company really got started. And of course, we did some foolish things. We put all our money in each year, and if we had gone any year without hit records, we'd been out of business. Just turn it over and over and over and over, and after 5 years, we had at least 3 or 4 or 5 hits each year.
Everybody's going to a
Memories from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, ooh, your lips are touching mine, the feeling so divine, till I leave the past behind. I'm lost in a world made for you and me.
Before that, a great song by The Miracles, Going to a Go-Go. Before that, The Miracles again with The Tracks of My Tears. And we started with The Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists from the 1960s. You'll hear their words and their music. Well, coming up, another half hour of the same thing, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.